Later today, the Prime Minister is hoping to strike a deal with state and territory leaders to bring down your power bills. Samantha Maiden is the National Political Editor for news.com.au and joins me now. Look, we've just heard from the Energy Minister. It looks like they're pretty close to a deal, right, Sam?
Yeah, it does. It's not clear how much the rebate would be in state by state. There are these reports in The Australian today that it would be $280 in New South Wales. That's obviously dependent on reaching an agreement with, you know, basically New South Wales and Queensland on a price cap. The interesting thing, I think, is this idea that in some level the federal government funds it and the states deliver it, because obviously there are payment mechanisms that the Commonwealth has, but obviously they want to, you know, make the states look like Father Christmas if they can get that deal on the price cap.
Father Christmas. Turning to another story, ACT police say they will fully cooperate with any investigation into the political and police conduct during the prosecution of former Liberal staffer Bruce Lehrman over the alleged rape of Brittany Higgins at Parliament House. What's happening here?
Well, look, what isn't happening here? I mean, this has just been some pretty incredible developments over the last week. I'll try and take you quickly through it. So you will recall over the weekend that there was these reports initially in the Weekend Australian that basically the police had concerns about whether or not there was enough evidence to get a conviction, and also the mental health of the complainant. They have what they call a victim centric approach. They need to be sure that the people that, you know, they're putting on the stand will be able to withstand it, because it's an adversarial process. Now, there was a lot of quite detailed information in that report with Janet Albertson by the Weekend Australian about police concerns, and basically saying that they were, you know, fighting with the DPP over whether or not to prosecute. We also had a story over the weekend revealing that the police were also under fire from the other side, from the DPP and from Ms Higgins, for, they say, accidentally sending Ms Higgins' private medical records, counselling notes, to the original defence team, and also the evidence in chief interview, the taped interview, which doesn't usually happen. Now, the original defence team said that they didn't open it, but nevertheless this material was sent and the DPP wanted an investigation into this. Now, we have this letter from Shane Drumcole to the ACT police chief, obtained under FRI initially by the Christopher Nouse from The Guardian, which just contains completely explosive claims that the DPP believed there was a very clear campaign to pressure him into not prosecuting this matter, that there was inappropriate interference, that the investigators were more aligned with the defence of this matter. Now, I have to say, some of this, not this level of it, but the tip of the iceberg, was evident in the trial. I attended the majority of the trial, and I did remark to my news desk, I was sort of saying, oh, it's a bit weird. I mean, the defence seemed to be talking to, well, the police seemed to be sort of very cheerful and talking to the prosecutor. The defence seemed to be talking to the police a lot, and there was not much interaction with the DPP. It just seemed a bit odd. I was like, well, maybe it's normal. It seemed a bit odd to me. And this has actually been remarked upon by the DPP in his correspondence. Now, the police have responded. I mean, obviously, it's just difficult to see how this is a healthy working relationship. But the police union have responded overnight, and they've basically calling for a judicial inquiry into this and accusing the DPP of, quote-unquote, smearing the AFP and suggesting that they release this letter in full, which should have been redacted, and that it was released very quickly to the media. So, yes, it's a very big mess.
It is. Just very quickly, because we need to get to our next interview, but just very quickly, there has to be an investigation, isn't there? This is unbelievable, these claims that and counterclaims being made.
Yes, and it's clearly, you know, has a risk of undermining, I think, confidence in the justice system about what's going on, you know, not just with police but with the DPP as well, right? Like, it's kind of concerning. And I did hear over the weekend that there was well, I heard that the DPP, Shane Drumgold, was calling for an inquiry. I couldn't stand it up. He wouldn't confirm it. But I did mention that on Insiders. I said that there's emerging calls for an inquiry into this. And, you know, all credit to Christian Nouse. He's got this letter that is just set it out in really quite explosive detail. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next.
Yeah, really appreciate your time this morning, Sam. Thank you.
Thank you.
Samantha Maiden, National Political Editor for news.com.au, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.